Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 10. And if you want me to put a title on what I'm about to share with you, it's Hiding in Plain Sight. Hiding in plain sight. God's greatest victory, greatest blessing, is hiding in plain sight. So often, I heard this said, so often in people looking for the spectacular, they miss the supernatural. Hallelujah. So are you there in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 10? What does it say? Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the church. Sorry? Where? As Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Where was Jesus sitting? No, Pastor, no. Near, no. The week is the Lord is mine. Sundays, I come to church. Where was Jesus?
In the house.
In the house. We miss the supernatural when we look for the spectacular. Is it amazing that many people go to great meetings and go home to a defeated household? Let me preach to this side of the church. Many people go to great meetings where the glory is falling and the anointing is mighty, and they go home to a defeated household. Listen, my Christianity needs to change my house. Somebody say amen. So Jesus was sitting in church. Where was he? Let's look at it. Where did Jesus perform miracles? At the Benny Hinn Crusade. Jesus called a great crusade. Signs, wonders, and miracles crusade. No, he did. No. Matthew 9, verse 23. And when Jesus came into the ruler's great crusade, Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing. He said to them, make room, for the girl is not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in, took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Where did Jesus raise the dead? In the We look for the spectacular and we miss the supernatural. He was there in the house. God has called us to build his church. Jesus said, I will build my church. Don't you think his model is the best? Don't you just love the way God keeps everything real? Amen. That's why many people, his wife would say, he'd say, well, his wife doesn't, why do you believe, you know, others, but you won't believe me? Because at home, you're a false preacher. Amen. Your pulpit at home should authorize your pulpit to the world. Hallelujah. Can I say it again? Your pulpit at home should authorize your pulpit to the world. Because then you're speaking from reality. The Bible says that Jesus healed them in the house. Where does God want to perform miracles? In the house. Hallelujah. Where did Jesus train his disciples? And so when Jesus came to the Benny Hinn International School of Ministry Bible College, he asked them, What is this that you dispute amongst yourself on the road? And when they kept silent, for on the road they disputed among themselves, who would be the greatest? He took a child and set him amongst them. Can you all see that Jesus was at the Billy Graham International School of the Prophets? Where was he? The Bible says, and when he was in the
house.
Hallelujah. Where did Jesus hold the Lord's Supper? Let's look at it. Matthew 26:17. The disciples asked Jesus, where do you want us to go to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And Jesus said, go book for me the Royal Hotel Presidential Suite. Where did Jesus choose? What does he say? Go into a city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Where? And then the Lord decided, I'm going to pour out the Holy Ghost. Call a meeting. Set up a tent, Pastor Johnny, 8 days of glory. Pitch a big one. It's going to be a huge event. It's going to be the event that's going to change the history of humanity. The greatest gift, the Holy Ghost himself, is going to be sent. Send out the invites. Boost the Facebook. Place the ads in the newspaper. Get on national television. Book the Joseph Mabhida Stadium. Something big's about to happen. The big event happened, but where did it happen? Let's look at it. Acts 2:2. And suddenly there came a sound of heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house. Hallelujah. It filled the whole house. Listen, God does big things in small venues. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, the miracles that most affected my life are miracles that happened in my home. Amen. The miracles that made my life peaceful and joyful is the miracles that happen in my household. Amen. Amen. That's why many people spend time everywhere else, but not at home. Because no peace at home. Amen. I had a neighbor, he used to come home every night, remember in Seaview, every night, half past 11, 12. You hear when the neighbor gets home. Because from work, he stops off at the bar. He delays getting home. Hopefully, his wife is asleep by the time he gets there. But she's been waiting for him. Because there's no peace in the home. There's no joy in the home. Because the miracle power of God hasn't touched the home. Hallelujah. God wants your home blessed. Somebody say amen. Amen. Where was the church founded? No, God built the Crystal Palace in Los Angeles. Hallelujah. No, he established the greatest aluminium single-span dome in the southern hemisphere in Mayville and called it Jesus Dome. And he said, over here, I'm going to start my church. No, let's look at it. Acts 2:42. And continually, daily, in one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Hallelujah. when God delivered Peter out of prison, remember? He was about to be decapitated. God sends an angel from the very heavens. Think of it. An angel of God comes from heaven, comes into that jail where Peter is. And Peter sleeping amongst the guards, and the angel smites him on the hip and say, "Wake up, Peter. I've arranged a great crusade in Bangalore, India, for you to go and tell of the deliverance of the Lord. It is a meeting of millions. The crusade is set for this great event to be revealed. Come, Peter." He takes him out, said, "Don't worry, here's your tickets. Amen. I've arranged a limo. When you get there, CNN's going to be there. Amen. ETV. We're going to live stream the event, Peter. This great event. I'm going to take you there now." Now, what does the Bible says? When Peter is led out of the prison, the angel leads him and he goes to a house. And he knocks on the door. And there's great rejoicing in the house. The miracle of the end time revival is in the house. Hallelujah. While people are at the great crusade, the miracle is in the house. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. God is interested in the house. That's why the vision of the church. Why do you think Durban Christian Center has home cells? Is it something to keep the people busy? Is it a secondary program? No. The house is where the move of God is. Let me tell you, the miracle power of God is hiding in plain sight. It's right there in front of you. That's what God wants to do. You say, "Well, strange, in my house I'm not seeing signs, wonders, and miracles." Maybe if you stop seeing ETV. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll preach to the choir. Everybody say, hiding in plain sight. When God wanted to speak to Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of our New Testament, when God wanted to speak to the Apostle Paul and sent a prophet to him, did he call him to the International Convention of Prophets in Dallas, Texas? What did God do? Send him to Agabus's house, who had three daughters who were prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. And God spoke to him there. Listen, don't look for the spectacular and miss the supernatural. Come on, tell your neighbor, God's voice is not in the thunder, it's not in the earthquake, it's not in the lightning, it's not in the spectacular, it's not in the great convention. God's word is near you in your heart. Hallelujah. I've seen many people go from convention to convention, got no peace. Amen. Because God loves you personally. Amen. So God is interested in the house. Why do we have a vision for the house? Because it is the biblical vision. Amen. Can I say it again? Why do we have a vision for home cells? Because it is the biblical vision. I heard it said like this. Pastor Fred used to love saying it. Home cells is 20/20 vision. You know, they go test your eyes. You're 19 out of 20, 18 out of 20. If you go to 9 out of 20, you need glasses. What? It says home cells is the 20/20 vision. It's the perfect vision. So why do we have home cells? Because Jesus desires the church to be shepherded. Jesus desires the church to be in relationship. Amen. Why does he desire that? Because listen, we live in a world where people lost social skills. Amen. We live in that kind of a world where people don't know how to relate to one another anymore. We're living in a world where even homes are being destroyed because people don't know how valuable their home is. Every father should be the priest of his household. Amen. Amen. Every mother should be the shepherd of her household. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. What is it worth to preach to others and your own home is upset? Amen. What is it worth? I heard it said, what is it worth to gain the whole world and lose your own family? Amen. Lose your own home. So as we go into this end time move, saints, God has given this church a vision that we should be in discipleship relationships. I feel the anointing flowing. That's why I'm just staying like this. We have a vision to be the perfect church that Jesus is coming back for. Discipleship is prime in the kingdom of God. Being home cells is prime in the kingdom of God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And some of you are looking at you, you're not getting me into a home cell, Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's where we love one another, comfort one another, exhort one another, strengthen one another, equip one another. Amen. That's where we pray for one another. That's where you learn how to live the gospel in its reality. All of us should be in a home cell. And when God laid on my heart, beginning of the year, to start School of the Spirit. Listen, School of the Spirit wasn't a good idea. It was a God idea. But how many of you know you can take a God idea and turn it into a bad idea? Amen. How many of you know that? You can take something God said to do and do it wrong. You can misappropriate it, misapply it. When God said, I want you to start School of the Spirit, is so that he can raise people into maturity. You cannot be raised into maturity outside of a discipleship relationship. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll preach to my Facebook audience. Hallelujah. Those live stream, God bless you. I love you. I'm so glad that you're hearing my voice. Amen. I said, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, following Jesus doesn't fall into your lifestyle. You must come out of the world if you want to be in the kingdom. Come on, look at somebody. Get out of the world into the kingdom. Amen. That's why God laid on my heart to start School of the Spirit. Why? So that believers can be matured inside a discipleship relationship.
Amen.
You say, yes, Pastor, that's why I come to School of the Spirit. Yes, but why did you leave home cell? You missed the point. It's like me saying I'm getting married. Hallelujah. I got a great marriage relationship. Now I'm going to a marriage seminar so I never go home again. After all, I'm learning how to enrich my marriage. It's a 5-year course. How do you know my marriage will be blessed by the time I'm 5 years finished? Not. Amen. Tell your neighbor, that was not the truth. Pastor Johnny was joking. How many of you believe after I finish my seminar, let's make it a 6-month seminar. Learning about marriage, hallelujah. I'm going to have the best marriage in the whole world. I'm learning, I'm growing, praise God. I'm growing in truth, and all of us should. I'm reading books on marriage. I'm listening to the best of the best. But I neglect to go home for 6 months. How many think my marriage is going to be old? Listen, you cannot be in school of the Spirit without being in a home cell. You're missing the point. How's it set? Listen, today's a vision day. Today we're talking shop. Amen. I've got a nice word here prepared for you. This is a better word. Amen. We are building the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, but Pastor Johnny, there's people in the home cell. I don't like people. I heard somebody once say, I love the church. If it was not for the people, Lord, I'd be here every Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're a big church. There's fellowship everywhere. You're not forced to go to the home cell close to you. Go to a home cell. We got a relationship. Amen. I often tell people, look, I've got a lovely relationship with my granny. And she happens to live down the road. But if next week she moves and goes and lives in Pietermaritzburg, I don't establish a new granny. Amen. She's still my granny. Hallelujah. The relationship supersedes distance. Amen. And so I'm building the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say with me, when I'm being discipled, I'm in the perfect will of God. I cannot be a loner. Pastor Fred used to say, the banana that leaves the bunch gets peeled. Amen. You know, so many people, they don't want to have a smell of flock on them. The smell of the sheep. They don't want to be part of a home cell and love people and carry the burden of praying for one another and sometimes ministering to others and being there for other people's blessing, not your own. Yeah. Amen. They want to be God's Lone Ranger. They want to be God's anointed prophet riding in on his horse. Amen. And here he comes on his trusty steed. He'd been in a mountain of the law. And he rides in. Nobody knows him. He's a tall, dark stranger. He got 6 guns. He got ammo. He knows. And he walks in and he sees what's going wrong and he pulls his six out. Pow, 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 pow. Gets back on his horse and off he rides into the sunset. Gringo. I've shown them. And as he rides off, the music comes. God's man of faith and power. And who's at home? Mary and Martha weeping. The pastors burying the flock. And the spectacular is ridden off. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, this vision is supernatural. It's not spectacular. It's supernatural. Come on, turn to somebody, tell them God is hiding. in plain sight.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.